Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. We will not rest until it's done. I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. Philadelphia City Councilman Bobby Heenan, convicted in November of selling his city council seat to labor leader John Dougherty, resigned this morning, effective immediately. We get the details from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
Heenan had resigned his committee assignments just after he was convicted, but he said at the time he planned to stay in office until his sentencing on February 22nd, when he'd have to resign under state law. It's not clear why he changed his mind. His statement simply says he's grateful for the chance to have served over the last 10 years and that he will always stay dedicated to his Northeast District and committed to a life of service. Council President Darrell Clark says he was already working with Heenan on a transition plan, and while Heenan's City Hall office is already closed, his office in Tarsdale will remain open and staffed.
We will continue to ensure that the individuals from the 6th Councilmatic District continues to have constituent services and other matters addressed as best possible.
Clark says he's not sure yet when he'll call the special election for Heenan's replacement. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Meanwhile, the Montgomery County restaurant at the center of a hepatitis A outbreak investigation is reopening, as county health officials say there's no longer a risk. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward.
The announcement comes days after a third death was linked to the outbreak, but Montgomery County health officials say the exposure happened in late November and no longer presents a risk to the public. The County Office of Public Health Division of Environmental Field Services conducted a reopening inspection of Gino's Pizzeria in West Narrowton and lifted the closure. County officials say the restaurant disposed of all potential food sources prior to reopening, and county officials emphasized hand washing and glove or utensil use when handling ready-to-eat food. The county says there are 10 confirmed and 3 probable cases. 7 people were hospitalized. Symptoms can take 2 to 7 weeks to develop and include jaundice, stomach pain, fatigue, and nausea. The CDC says most people recover from hepatitis A on their own, but in rare cases, it can cause liver failure and death. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwart, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Meanwhile, a Philadelphia man who used 2 metal pipes to beat a woman to death inside of an old city building on Wednesday has been charged with murder. 48-year-old Jeffrey Stepien attacked 31-year-old Samantha Mag from behind yesterday as she sat at her desk inside her office at 3rd and Chestnut. The Camden County woman was rushed to Jefferson Hospital, where she died a short time later. Chief Inspector Scott Small says that Mag worked on the 8th floor where Stepien rented space.
We believe there may have been some arguments or problems in the past. However, we're still working on that information.
Now, Stepien was positively identified by witnesses as the attacker, and police are reviewing surveillance video of the incident. We switch gears now, and SEPTA's on-demand bus service, the Owl Link, will come to an end next month due to low demand, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
SEPTA started its Owl Link pilot last May, providing overnight service between SEPTA bus and regional rail stops and warehouse businesses such as Amazon in Lower Bucks County. But as SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says, it turns out the timing was wrong.
Launching it in the middle of what we now all are calling the Great Resignation was not the best timing of it.
So the Owl Link is being discontinued on February 12th. It works like an Uber pool, where riders use an app to book an overnight trip between their workplace and one of 3 SEPTA bus routes. But while SEPTA expected 44 users a night, the Owl Link peaked at only 10 to 15 a night. And Bush says the app was an issue.
Many customers were having trouble using the mobile app. And so we found that having a call center was critical to this type of operation.
Bush says any on-demand SEPTA service in the future will likely include more collaboration and cost sharing with employers. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And the 76ers have won 10 of their last 12 games, and Joel Embiid has been unstoppable in that stretch, and never more so than last night against the Orlando Magic when he put up 50. Here's KYW's Dave Uram.
On Wednesday night, Joel Embiid tied a career high with 50 points on 17 of 23 from the floor in only 27 minutes.
You know, I was messing with him before the game about who's he going to be tonight, Shaq, Dirk, you know, because he can do everything. He was like, I'm going to be Joel. I was like, okay. You go be Joel then.
According to the Elias Sports Bureau, it's the least amount of minutes for someone to record 50 points with 10 rebounds in the shot clock era.
You know, I was okay tonight.
And those NBA greats, Tyrese Maxey, asked Embiid if he was going to be. Embiid indicated he's got the talent to be in that conversation, but he's got
to
win.
Always going to try to do everything possible to try to win, and you know, if it doesn't happen, you know, at least I try.
NBA trade deadline's exactly 3 weeks away. Are the Sixers going to make a move to get Embiid help, or is this the roster they're going to roll with? Dave Uram, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local presented by Penn Medicine. We will not rest until it's done. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.